Next, collecting seeds. This is Alex Seglius in the seed lab.
This is the genetics lab. Next door is the ecology lab where we clean and store seeds.
Where'd you get them from?
Around Colorado. I do field work all across the state, from desert ecosystems to the alpine.
It's a hard life, isn't it?
Yeah, very hard.
But when you're collecting seeds, obviously you're looking for the reproductive areas, the flowers and such like. Which ones are you working on at the moment?
Some seeds that we collected this past year were from alpine species in Wyoming, collected from some alpine species in Colorado.
Okay. How do the alpine species differ?
The seeds themselves don't differ too much from lower elevation species. One thing that we have to consider for alpine species is the storage of the seeds, because they've been shown to die more quickly, lose viability in storage more than lower elevation species.
So you got to keep them colder?
No, we just have to use them before they die. I study the germination requirements of seeds and more of like the ecology of seeds, so how seeds relate to their environment. So using climatic information from the source site to identify germination requirements and how that might change with differing temperatures.
How much do the alpine plants differ in that regard?
Alpine plants like warmer temperatures to germinate, actually. But in general, they're not that much different from other species. They require a period of cold. So in nature, you think about the seeds being in the soil over the winter, and then they germinate in the spring, just like many other species need in order to germinate. They need that period of cold. They don't risk germinating too early and then dying from frost event.
How are they being affected by climate change?
Well, climate change is impacting alpine ecosystems at a higher rate for the most part than other ecosystems. Just because the temperature is warming at a faster rate, there's a decrease in snow cover over the winter, the winters are getting shorter, there are more severe weather events, more freeze-thaw cycles.
Any signs of their adapting yet?
It's maybe a bit too early to say. And, you know, some species will be able to adapt, others won't be able to adapt. Alpine species moving forward with climate change is that lower elevation species will move up the mountain.
How do they do that? Plants.
Over time, through seed dispersal, as they try and outpace climate change, you know, so the big thing will be competition with the native alpine species.
Seeds really are being some way of saving the species if they can be scattered at that distance up the hill where it's cooler.
Seed banking is one way to help conserve a species. It's maybe, yeah, it allows for a collection of a lot of genetic diversity, and you can store the seeds in a small space for a long period of time, so it's a great conservation measure.
What's the name of that very famous international seed bank in the ice areas up far north? Not in the States, but in Scandinavia.
Yes, Svalbard Seed Bank in Norway. Svalbard is called the Doomsday Vault. They store primarily crop seeds there in case of food insecurity through, you know, natural destruction or man-made destruction.
Is it secure? Because I'd heard the degree of melting even there, way up north.
Yes, a few years ago there was flooding in the seed bank because of permafrost melt from climate change. But since then they have waterproofed it. So, yeah, hopefully it's now able to withstand some different conditions.
No difficulty like that here?
Not quite to the same degree, no.
Dr. Alex Seglius is in charge of the zillions of seeds at the labs in the beautiful Denver Botanic Gardens. More from there soon in the Science Show.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.